Welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're meeting with our team of the week. It's Hortonville girls basketball. Should be pretty fantastic. This is podcast number 66. As we bring this to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, or opacanow.com. It all goes to the same exact website. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone whenever we post it. We've been doing quite a few different podcasts this month, and we're doing two a week for the entire month of January to get ourselves back on track, as we missed a few earlier in the high school sports season. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not how much to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start the show with a bit of an announcement. We will be having our Facebook Live pregame show back. We did it during the fall football season. We're doing it for a few games here in the winter sports season as well. It is back Tuesday night. We'll be going to watch New London boys basketball, and we'll be going live 1 hour before the game starts, and that should be pretty fantastic. Make sure you're following the New London Press Star Facebook page to watch live. Make sure you give us your comments, predictions for the game, and all that kind of stuff. Would be pretty fantastic if you went and did that. So we're starting that up. We'll be going to Hortonville, New London, and Clintonville winter sports events over the next few months, getting yourselves ready for whatever game we are at. And that should be pretty awesome. But we close out this week's show with our team of the week. It's Hortonville girls basketball. They did a fantastic job. I met with them last week. And here is Hortonville girls basketball as our team of the week.
We are here with Hortonville girls basketball as our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. We start with Emily Nelson. This first one comes in anonymously from Twitter. Who is your favorite classmate in speech? Don't get this answer wrong.
My favorite classmate in speech. I feel like there's a few people that could have sent in this question, but maybe like Clayton is one of them. So we'll say Clayton, Eli. The whole class is actually really fun and entertaining because we have to give different speeches. So.
Okay, yeah, it was Clayton. You're right. What is your favorite animal?
Last time you asked me this, I said my favorite animal was a dolphin, but it's actually changed.
Okay.
Now my favorite animal is a sloth because there was a sloth on The Bachelor, and our team loves The Bachelor. So.
Awesome. What is your best sports memory?
Oh, my best sports memory. There's so many. I'd have to say all the times we spent in middle school going to the state tournament and staying in a hotel and playing like hide and seek or like tag in the hotel is always fun. So it's not really like in the game, but that's my favorite sports memory.
Sure. Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School is who?
I guess my favorite teacher is Mr. Smith now. It used to be Mr. Elke. Sorry, it's not you anymore.
Oh, wow. What happened? What changed?
You know, he just doesn't like me this year.
Okay. That's too bad.
So, yeah, I like Mr. Smith, though, because he sometimes lets me come in late when I'm late. And he doesn't say anything, so it's fine.
And plans after high school, what do you got
to
do?
I'm going to go to college. I don't know where and I don't know for what, but we're going to figure it out.
Next up here with Morgan Dreheim. This first question comes in from Logan McGrath on Instagram. So to ask Morgan why she doesn't shoot threes and cannot hit a step back.
Okay, well, I do shoot threes, but I also like passing and getting assists to my teammates.
Yeah.
Because I love passing it to Macy when she makes them.
But I'm sorry.
When she makes them.
Yeah, get those assists up. Favorite movie?
That's a tough one. I really like any movie that has like animals, like dogs in it. I just love those movies. I can watch them all the time.
What's something we should know about Coach Celeste Rackin? And she's not going to listen to this. So you can say whatever you want.
She's not going to listen to this.
Promise.
Like personal or like
whatever you want, whatever we should know.
Yeah, well, I guess she does have like a lot of pet peeves that like we all like know what they are though, so that really helps us kind of like know what she wants. But
what's one of her pet peeves?
Passing. passing off the dribble. That's a big one because I think we all do it. So then it really like sticks out to everyone because we do it so much and she talks about it all the time.
Who is your favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Probably Mr. Schweitzer because like I've had him for the past 2 years and I like struggle with chemistry, but like he's always there and helps me all the time. And we just have a good time in that class.
Plans after high school, what do you
gotta do? I'm planning on going to college for med school and I wanna go somewhere in Colorado.
Next up here with Cammie Pepler. Your name is Cammie Pepler. What's it like having such an awesome name?
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Good answer. Favorite food?
Pizza.
Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy most of being the Hortonville girls basketball team?
It's like so much family-like and like we're always together and hanging out with everyone. And Emily Nelson, she's a great senior. It's great having her on the team because she's a good leader. Yeah.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
I'm like freshman, so I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay. No one comes to mind right away?
No.
Okay. Plans after high school?
To go to college for basketball.
Next up, we're here with Lexi Day. This first one, I'm not going to say who sent it in. It's from Twitter. Who is your biggest fan?
My grandma.
Okay. she did not send that in.
I know, but it's definitely Ellie Scala. She's my best friend. Yep. She's always there supporting me, so.
This next question is also from her. She said, ask Lexi to say the word that spells N-Y-O-O-M. Very good. This next, oh my goodness.
Lexi's crutches
just fell. By the way, how'd you get hurt?
It was on practice on Sunday, and I got a rebound, and then I got ran into, so.
And what happened? What's the diagnosis?
I strained my LCL in my knee, and I bruised some bones.
Okay. So. Well done. Clayton Rath on Instagram says, can you drive me to half apps?
No, because I am only 15 and a half.
Okay. Makes sense. favorite teacher at Hortonville High School is who?
Mr. Pugliese all the way. He's just a great teacher, and I actually learn in his class, so I'm going to have to go with him.
And plans after high school, what do you
want to
do?
Definitely want to go to college and go to med school as well, and yeah, that's about it.
And we finish off with Macy McGlone. What did you learn at school today?
I learned that... I don't know. I didn't learn anything at school
today.
That's
all right. That's okay. Who is the funniest teammate at Hortonville girls basketball?
Okay, everyone's kind of funny. Everyone's got their little things, but I have to say Morgan, because Morgan makes me laugh because I do really dumb stuff and then Morgan laughs at me and then I laugh at Morgan, so it's just a good back and forth.
Morgan, tell me a joke, make me laugh. You said you're so funny.
Oh. I don't have jokes.
Okay, that's
that's
disappointing. Okay. You are the joke. Okay. Last time we did this, you said you read a lot of books. What's the last book you read?
The last book I read. Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess the last book I read was The Great Gatsby for school, but I want to talk about a different one.
Okay.
So I read last book, Throw to Glass series, Kingdom of Ash. If you read books and you're a girl and you like dystopian and fantasy. I couldn't recommend it more. It's 980 pages. It's the best book I've ever read. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you recommend it? Check it out?
Yeah, you should check it
out. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I definitely have not. I've probably never read that many pages in my life. Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School is who?
Mr. Elke, because, I don't know, the class is really relaxed, and Emily gets me in trouble all the time, and he's really nice to me, so... Yeah.
And then plans after high school?
Well, I'm going to go play basketball at UW-Milwaukee, and we'll see what I end up majoring in. So, yes.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for this latest edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. We'll probably be back later on this week to give you more Team of the Week segments and post-game player interviews. It should be pretty fantastic, but thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your week. My name is Eric Booker, and I'll talk to you later this week.